Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, I know we all grew up hearing about how imminent war with Russia was about to happen, but now it really could happen. And Lee Stranahan's a great investigative journalist who's really been one of the most accurate people out there with what's happening for years. And so he's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. Separately here, a lot of listeners have called into the show, and a lot of people on the street have said to me, hey, you were really promoting reset wars for about a month, and then you stop promoting it. Why are you promoting it? We love it. We think it's great. Got great reviews. And the truth is, I'm really into reset wars, and I think it's amazing. It's some of the most important work I've ever done. But I have gotten so pinned down with building infrastructure in case they try to shut this operation down to stay on air. And, you know, what happened with my wife and that chemical imbalance situation and a lot of family issues. So the fact that I've not been talking about reset wars has absolutely nothing to do with me not liking it or thinking it's the best thing I've ever done. In fact, it's the contrary. It's so important. It's so game-changing that I just see everything we covered in it really manifesting right now. And I feel like I'm not giving it justice. So I've been resetting to promote reset wars again, and I've been really looking at all the things Elon Musk has been saying, all the things that are happening, and all this discussion of mind viruses and so much more, and getting ready to do the first teleconference that I'm going to start doing every month. It's time to do that very soon. We'll do it very soon with people that are members of it, and we're going to be launching a whole new show around it. And so much more. You know, people kind of got a prelude to this. This Saturday we did a live show for 2 hours and took a lot of calls, a lot of amazing people on the ground in Canada. I'm intending to, because I enjoy no commercials, no breaks, just 2-3 hours of calls and special guests. And so I'm going to be doing that not just once a month, but I think at least every couple weeks for folks that are Reset Wars members. And then I'm also going to be doing 2 or 3 nights a week of live events where I take calls. But I'm going to be at a bonfire in somebody's backyard, or I'm going to be, you know, on top of a building, or I'm going to be somewhere else. We're going to be outside doing things because I love being here in the studio. And you know, it's interesting and the crew's great. But when you're on top of a mountain or on top of a building or out in the woods somewhere around a campfire with the live feed going, that makes it so much more real. And really gets me into another place where just a lot of more interesting, informative things come out than just what we cover here on air. So we got a lot of new things we're getting ready to launch. I'm a couple months behind because of congressional subpoenas and family issues. And you're all dealing with it, too. The world's just crazy right now. But we are on course to a lot of things while separately working with a lot of other people to make sure that major backup infrastructure is built to keep this show on the air and to keep other broadcasts on the air. And boy, does CNN get the intel. Because nobody watches them, but you got to watch them to hear what the enemy's doing. I mean, literally, they're like, yeah, if we take Joe Rogan off the air, he'll just go do his own show somewhere bigger. Yeah, you dumb bastards. But you got to build the server farms. You got to put the infrastructure in other countries. It takes money to fight big tech. It takes money to fight the globalists. And that's what we're doing. So I'm not going to give it all away to everybody, but obviously, as I've told you, 80% of what I do is right here on the service and this and these broadcasts and my reporters and what we've changed the world together. But that other 20% is all about having a huge effect in the future if they attempt to shut us down or take us down. So thank you all for your support, your blessings, and sharing all our articles and videos. Stay with us. We're going to break the chains. You can't stop us.
It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is again, amazing for your immune system and so much more. And, of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So, Justin Trudeau, that says he admires dictatorship, and Xi Jinping has come out and said that the truckers, the hundreds of thousands of people in the Capitol protesting, are violent, hateful people and should not be allowed to have their views. This is what an authoritarian corporate minion looks like. This is truly disgusting. Now, Lee Stranahan's an investigative journalist of many, many years. He's worked for Breitbart. He's worked for a lot of other leftist publications, you name it, like the Huffington Post. And I've been having him on for 8-9 years now. But I remember he would just harp on Ukraine and harp on what was happening there and how it was where the globalists laundered their money and all the rest of it and Russiagate. And now he's really been vindicated. And so we see the headlines about imminent war with Russia, and the Ukraine goes, actually, Russia's not about to invade. And we see Western troops massing in Poland and other areas. What is really going on from all his research and all his sources? Because this is a big deal. It already crashed the stock market several thousand points last week on fears of this. Is Biden just using this as a political distraction? Lee Stranahan, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, great to be with you. Thanks a lot for having me on again.
You bet. And your website, I should add, is citizenjournalismschool.com. Citizenjournalismschool.com. So give us a 35,000-foot view, if you can, and let's zoom in on what's happening.
Well, first off, Alex, you'll be able to appreciate this, and your audience will, because you know history. People need to understand that what we're seeing play out right now is part of something that's been going on since around the end of World War II. Since the end of World War II, when the CIA was set up in 1948, right? When the CIA began their operations, one of the early operations they did involved Ukraine. And don't take my word for it. Anyone can go to the CIA, just type, go to any search engine, type in CIA FOIA archives, and you'll find the CIA's own website. And type in L-E-B-E-D. That's from Akolah Lebed. Lebed was a war criminal. He was a Nazi collaborator. And the CIA knows that, and it's right in their own files. And, you know, he was a Nazi collaborator from Ukraine, who was with the 14th Waffen-SS, which is a Ukrainian Nazi group. And he was working with the CIA. Do you know where this guy died? He was a war criminal. He lived and died in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Alex, and anyone can look it up. It's very clear. Now, this background of the CIA working with and really using Ukraine, using the worst elements, the literal Nazi collaborators, continued on for decades. He set up a company called Prolog, which was doing propaganda. This was Operation Aerodynamic.
And by the way, the left's all obsessed with Nazis. What you're saying is totally true. The Nazis took over Ukraine, and they had stay-behind networks after World War II, where basically the Nazis kind of continued on there, and that's the new fissure, basically, that we see going on in Ukraine. I mean, we saw the main opposition party and then the party that got into power hailing Hitler in the last few years.
And right now what's happening in eastern Ukraine, in the region that's called the Donbas, the eastern part of Ukraine, is you've got militias like a group called the Azov Battalion, A-Z-O-F Battalion, or Right Sector. Now, these guys are neo-Nazis, and they're not even hiding it. They're very clear about it. And they're supported by the Biden administration. And it makes perfect sense when you look at the history, because, again, the CIA has been supporting us. Now, what they were doing was the CIA in the 50s, 60s, and 70s was ginning up, because what the CIA was saying is they were anti-communist. But really that translated to anti-Russian. And they played up the ethnic hatred of Russians in Ukraine. That's what Prolog was doing. And look, you know, you and I are not big fans of communism at all. And I didn't like the Soviet Union, USSR, at all. But when the CIA doesn't like communism, they still like authoritarian. I'm sure the reason is, I want to ask you, why do you oppose communism, Alex? It's ultimately they're authoritarian, right? That's a problem.
Yes.
But the CIA is pro-authoritarian, but anti-communist. Does that make sense?
At least they were in the past. Exactly. So it's a proxy war. It's heating up. You're giving us some background history. That's always important. People don't know that Russia was literally born, I guess, 900 years ago out of Ukraine. And then there was the Hun invasion. And then they were occupied 200 years, and Moscow rose up, overthrew it, and then went and saved Ukraine. And so the very birthplace of Russia is Ukraine. That's mainline history for folks that don't know. Why is Russia upset? Why is Russia bringing in troops from the border? Let's fast forward to what's currently happening.
So what's currently happening is that narrative. Now, just think about this, Alex. Think about it for just 1 second. Why would anybody suppose that the media that lies about everything, you can't name an issue they're honest about, would get this one right? Right? There's no reason. So when they're reporting since November that Russia's about to invade, Russia, Sergei Lavrov, who's the foreign minister, Putin, they've been very clear. They're not about to invade. And in his phone call that happened last Thursday, the head of Ukraine said to Biden, Zelensky, this former Netflix comedian who's now the president of Ukraine, he said to Biden, we don't think Russia's about to invade. So let me be clear on this.
By the way, I'm going to start the interview with that. How big is it the West-owned puppet says the Russians aren't invading, stop it. You have the Lavrov, the foreign minister, saying we're not doing it. And Biden responds with brace for imminent attack. What the hell's going on here?
Well, Alex, how many times have you heard there's 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine? A zillion times, right? That's the narrative. The troops have been in a place called Yelnya. Yelnya, Y-E-L-N-Y-A. Anyone can look it up. It's about 120 miles from the border. It's not right on the border. This is a town where they have troops, right?
Yeah, that's, but I'm not even... The West is massing troops. Russia would be insane to not put troops on their border.
But they don't. They're in... Yelnya is closer to Moscow than it is to Kiev by a lot, and it's not close to the border. So I just want to point out the whole narrative since November has been a fake one, saying that they're acting like there's 100,000 troops ready, you know, right next to...
Chris Stranahan, listen, I know the audience knows some of this, I know some of it, and I get you're giving us good historical background, but bottom line, do you think war is about to kick off? What is the big reason Biden's doing this? What the hell's going on here?
Well, first off, it's part of the U.S. policy that I talked about before historically. So it's a through line. It's what they're doing is they're sending money and support, and the CIA is involved right now. This is why I mentioned the CIA in the 50s. Right now, the CIA is supporting the neo-Nazis in eastern
Ukraine.
Yeah,
they admit they are. They're supplying billions of Javelin missiles and everything. It's insane right now.
And the only thing Russia cares about at all is that there's ethnic cleansing of ethnic Russians in that eastern region going on. But there's no...
Sure,
there's
so the Western no Ukrainians have pushed NATO-backed military in. They're pushing people out of their farms or businesses, and the Russians, which have been there forever, for only 900 years, folks, they just showed up yesterday, they're not liking what's happening. Because, again, the West wants a provocation with Russia, so they're persecuting ethnic Russians to get a fight.
And what Putin brought up and Lavrov brought up in his talks is, don't forget what happened in 2014 under the Obama administration, under the Obama-Biden administration. That was when the Euromaidan happened, in where we took a democratically elected government, the government of Viktor Yanukovych, that was elected. No one questions that. That was an election that certified and everything else. And we overthrew that government and put in a puppet government. That's what the U.S. did. And Soros was behind it. He's got a group called International Renaissance.
Soros went on Fareed Zarkaria 6 years ago and bragged he overthrew it.
And I'll tell you what else he said. He said the Nazis were in eastern Ukraine because of Russia, which is a complete fabrication. They were in western Ukraine, Galicia. That's where they were. So that's,
well, yeah, obviously the western Ukraine was Nazi in World War II, yeah. And he was working for Hitler. You can't make... Hold on, Lee, stay there. I want to come back, though.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. Lee Stranahan, investigative journalist, is riding shotgun with us. He really is a Ukraine expert. And I get you're giving us the background, the history, World War II. It's been part of Russia, at least the eastern part. What do you make of why Biden's doing this now? Why they're having press conferences about imminent war with Russia? And Russia's like, no, we're not going to invade. This is made up. Now even Ukraine comes out and says, it's not true. Please stop. You're crashing our economy. What is really going on here?
What's really going on is Biden wants to get rid of Vladimir Putin because Biden is sponsored by a Russian oligarch that no one ever talks about. And when I talk about this history stuff, you know, let me just plug the DVDs you were just plugging in the commercial break there. You, Alex, have been talking about stuff like Skull and Bones and the background, Carol Quigley, stuff like that forever. And understanding the history has helped me understand today. You know what I mean? Every time I learn history, I go, well, this explains the inexplicable. And that's what's happening here. Biden, first off, is following U.S. policy. U.S. policy has been to support the Nazis in Ukraine for decades. But also, there's this guy, Khodorkovsky. Senate resolution, you'll like this, 322. Does that ring a bell? Senate resolution 322 from 2005. Easy number to remember. Anyone can look that up. That's a Russian oligarch, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, sponsored by one guy. Joe Biden was the sole sponsor. And there were only two co-sponsors, Obama and Biden.
So what is putting pressure on Russia, claiming they're going to invade, about killing the Nord Stream 2?
It's partially about that, but it's mainly really they want to get rid of Putin. And that's because this guy Khodorkovsky was put in jail by Putin.
Sure, but don't they get messing with Putin like this only makes him more popular?
Well, it doesn't hurt his popularity, I'll say that. But this is why they keep doing it. This is why I've been saying for years, the real target in Russiagate wasn't Trump. It was actually Putin. And it's hard for people to get it because Trump obviously was a target. But the main target, this goes back to this thing, the Magnitsky Act, from 2012, that was sponsored by this guy, Khodorkovsky. Anyone look up Senate Resolution 322 and tell me why no one's ever done a story about it. There's no stories out there.
Sure. So, Lee, so obviously the left wants control of Russia. They got to rape and murder and kill for 80 years as their private Hollywood murder ground when the left of America and the UK took control of it as their kill Christian playground. Right. That's the truth. But where is it going now, and how do you expect Putin to respond? Where do you see this going? Because we've got the president who's a puppet saying war is imminent. Obviously, that's not true. Or is the West getting ready to stage a false flag, which they claim Putin's about to do?
On Wednesday, if you'd asked me, I would have thought this was headed towards war. Ironically, this guy Zelensky, by publicly, don't forget, they leaked that phone call.
Yeah, how big is it that the president of Ukraine, who's a puppet, doesn't want war? Because he knows it's BS.
That's huge. It's gigantic. But I'll tell you where it's going, and I'll tell you where to get the clue. Oddly, Saturday Night Live, which you didn't, because no one does.
No, I saw it. It was a cold open where they made jokes about Russia for 10 minutes.
Well, what they did was they're trying to set up that the only reason Ukraine would be doing this is that they were tricked by Russian disinformation. So what they're setting up, you watch, the narrative is going to be that the head of Ukraine was tricked by Russia. Instead of the guy who's the head of Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, they're now saying the truckers protesting lockdowns are Russians, agents.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The Russia is, and again, once you see the pattern, it's very clear what they do. They do everything you don't like. There's two things. It's racist and it's Russian. It's both of those. And it's what's odd is, of course, the Nazi past of the Ukraine is what we're defending. So the Democrats and, sadly, most Republicans, no one wants to actually look at the situation and go, maybe Putin's telling the truth and he has no intention of invading Ukraine. And I don't think he has any intention of invading Ukraine. And I don't think the U.S. is going to be able to push it. But I'll tell you where this is going ultimately. They're not going to drop this until Putin leaves power because they don't want him in there. This is guy Khodorkovsky I mentioned. He really doesn't want Putin in there. Anybody can look him up and see. He says he wants to get rid of Putin because he wants revenge for Putin putting this guy in jail. And Putin pardoned him, which I think was a mistake on Putin's part. But everybody, this Russia hate stuff, not Russiagate, Russia hate, is not going anywhere anytime soon. And the Republicans should come out and say, look, why are we defending Nazis in Ukraine? That's what they should be doing. Why are we defending an Obama overthrow, an Obama Soros?
Well, sure, but I mean, Lee, the average American, like 70%+, almost 80% don't want any conflict with Russia. I saw another poll, like 15% want conflict. So you talk about it. I think Americans get that it's the left opening our borders. It's the left bankrupting our dollar. It's the left teaching drag queen story time. I don't think anybody is buying this delusional, Russiagate garbage anymore.
Well, I don't think, you know, what's happening is the grassroots people, I've noticed that. But in government, you can't find really almost anybody who doesn't take the establishment line in the Republican Party right now.
You got Republican senators saying preemptively nuke Russia. Like the manly thing to do is talk about nuclear war. I mean,
right. No, it's crazy. That's crazy. And even the people who are brave enough to question this at all, Thomas Massie, a few people like that, Bowler, right? But they're getting attacked as Putin sycophants now, which, by the way, I agree with you. The grassroots people get it, and they've heard what you know who's said stuff criticizing woke culture is Vladimir Putin. He's come out against that. He's one of those guys where if you look into what he says, what he actually says, a lot of people would like him, I think, even more and go, oh, I see why they're demonizing this guy. He's a Christian. He's an avowed Christian who, you know, believes things, is pro-family. Very pro-family.
Sure, and folks understand that. So what I'm asking is, where do you see this all ending? Because they really hyped up war with Russia, and then it's imminent, and then it looks like none of it's true.
None of it is true. And because of what Zelensky did, not only had the phone call and told Biden to back off, but also leaked the phone call, here's where I think it's going. I think the U.S. is going to try to – they brought in this guy, this puppet, Petro Poroshenko. He was the guy who helped gin up the – stuff against Trump during the last election. Poroshenko, they recently brought him back to Ukraine. So you watch to see if they try to get rid of Zelensky and get the puppet Poroshenko back in there. They're going to try to get rid of Zelensky. They're going to slam him. They're going to say he was fooled by Russian disinfo. They're already calling Zelensky a tool of Putin. Already they're playing that card.
Meanwhile, so communist China has totally infiltrated everything. And there's still no discussion of that.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a communist party in Russia, and I'll tell you who they don't like, Vladimir Putin, one bit. And even Ted Cruz, Ted can do some good stuff, but he came out a few months ago and said Vladimir Putin's a communist. Well, he's not, period.
No, I understand that. Let's do one more segment, Lee. I want to ask you about other political issues and what this signifies that Biden's so desperate trying to start this Russian war. What does that really signal?
With all the craziness going on in the world, with the globalists plotting their next big lockdown, or the next phase of the Great Reset being a staged cyber attack, with the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe, and war with Russia. With the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality, storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at preparewithalex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off. 4 years. But right now, it's 25% off until February 13th, 2022. A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at preparewithalex.com on the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Act now. Get prepared now. This is absolutely essential for everybody that wants to be self-sufficient.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Researcher Lee Stranahan's our guest, and I appreciate him joining us today. And he's given us some good backstory and talk about the lies. But I mean, everybody I know knows that already. My question is, what did Biden and his controllers think they were doing, saying there's an imminent attack, saying brace for impact, and then it doesn't happen? crying wolf like that, was it just a desperate distraction or just to see what they could do or to make America look like clowns? Because everything they do, I think, is to destroy America. The biggest enemy of America are these leftists that are running the country.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that, Alex. I think they thought, first off, they were correct if they assumed that the media would have their back and the media would not question their narrative at all and just dutifully be stenographers for whatever they
you
said.
You just hit the key. So, I'm interrupting. I meant to start the show with that today. The people running things still think only ABC and NBC and CNN matter when everyone hates it. Exactly. They keep delusionally acting like because the media is going to support it. When the media endorses something, people turn against it. Don't I told Politico when Rand Paul got elected like 6 years ago, they said, what could we have done to beat him? And I said, endorsing. But see, that's the they don't get that, do they, Lee?
No, they definitely don't. But when they're strategizing, when they're wargaming this stuff out, they know that the New York Times and the Washington Post and so on are absolutely just going to dutifully report with headlines. Oh, yeah, there's troops on the border. And what they got everybody to repeat is two phrases, troops on the border. And the other one, which is, I think, the equivalent. Remember the phrase Iraqi WMDs?
Yes.
The equivalent here is Russian disinformation. Everybody talks about Russian disinformation. But you know what they can never do? They can never point out one thing that Russia's saying that's incorrect.
Well, it's like they label anybody questioning their lies as a Russian to make them an outsider when it's the globalists that are anti-freedom, anti-country, anti-America. So they just literally project what they are onto us.
And anti-free speech, because they use Russian disinformation as a smear to attack and anything they don't like. And that's why the SNL thing, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, the cold open, as you mentioned, was so funny that it was called Russian disinformation, that they're falling right into line. This is a culture war on Saturday Night Live playing out. And they're setting up a narrative that, you again, you're going to start to see play out. So I think they thought they could get war going. How could they have counted on Zelensky, who's been a puppet? This is a guy who's a former Netflix star.
Yeah, I can't overstate how big it is. The puppet globalist president, comedian of Ukraine, came out and said, it's not a war, they're not invading, stop it. I mean, he finally is finding his common sense there.
That's right. And I don't think they counted on that at all. Because thus far, Zelensky has been a good little puppet for them. But not only did he have that call, this is really significant. As you know, that was leaked by Ukraine. So Ukraine wanted the world to know how badly that call went. And you know what? You know, I mentioned the way the CIA used Ukraine. They really did use Ukraine because obviously not everyone in Ukraine is a Nazi, right? And the people getting killed in the eastern part of Ukraine are Ukrainians, okay? So this BS has gone on long enough, but the Biden administration, and I'll tell you where it's happening. We're at a very interesting time, and you know it too, with things like the Joe Rogan thing happening with this, the Freedom Convoy that happened over the weekend. I saw Russell Brand talking about it, and I like the stuff Russell Brand's saying a lot lately. And Russell Brand talked about how creative that truck convoy was. Who would have thought, let's do a truck convoy, and that'll be huge. Right? That's a creative idea. And someone needs to get creative. If they want to stop these warmongers, they need to do it in a creative way. Because the warmongers know how propaganda works. We know what they control. Even though no one watches
CNN. But as soon as we're aware of it,
and
two can play at that game.
That's right. And that's what we're starting to see. That truck convoy was an example to me of citizen activism that worked. And part of why it worked is, as Russell Brand had said over the weekend on a video applauding them, he pointed out what a creative idea it was. That was a creative idea. Which
and by the way,
about.
Trudeau came out with like a canned response, like they thought there would have already been violence, and said, oh, they're violent. Oh, they're bad. They're not good. And then they said, these are Russian agents. This is the people not wanting to be locked down, not wanting a GMO shot in them. And here's the so-called leader that admits he wants a dictatorship and then is the minion of Klaus Schwab saying, no, you're not a Canadian. You're a Russian. Here's the clip.
My friend Erwin Kotler said on Saturday, freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy, but Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not.
None of that happened.
It is an insult to memory and truth. Hate can never be the answer. Over the past few days, Canadians were shocked and, frankly, disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
By the behavior displayed by some people protesting in our nation's capital. I want to be very clear. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal food from the homeless.
Oh.
We won't give in to those who fly racist flags. We won't cave to those who engage in vandalism or dishonor the memory of our veterans.
So they're the ones shutting the economy down. They're the ones bankrupting people. And then they've got these big war memorials. I've been there, like that anybody can walk around in. People walking around at the war memorials, they call desecrating it. Like if you walk through Arlington Cemetery. I mean, this is the cheapest propaganda, Lee.
Well, do you know, and you know what it is? You know who Christina Freeland is, right?
Yeah.
Christina Freeland was a major person in the Canadian government whose grandfather was literally a Nazi propagandist. And she denied it for a long time. And in the situation in Ukraine, some of the biggest supporters of the Nazis have been the Canadians. And up in Canada, I forget where, I think it's in Edmonton, I think, there's a cemetery dedicated to the Waffen-SS 14th Division, which is the Ukrainian Nazi division. And anyone can just look up, if you go to YouTube and look up Canadian Ukraine Nazi, you'll find lots of stuff about this. For Trudeau to come out, you know what? It's very interesting. Biden, see, don't forget what they do in Ukraine every January 1st is a tiki torch march in honor of this guy, Stefan Bandera, who's the Nazi hero to these evil Ukrainians. Who the U.S. supports. They're not all Ukrainians, but those guys, they do a big tiki torch march, which is, by the way, where Lindsey Graham and John McCain were in 2016, January 1st. In
sure,
Ukraine.
The Lincoln Project does their own, and we've exposed that all. All right, Lee Stranahan, everybody can find your work. What's the best website for you? CitizenJournalismSchool.com?
It is. I'm about to launch a big course on Russia-Ukraine stuff over there. So that's a big...
All right, buddy, we appreciate you. Always on target. Thank you, Lee Stranahan. People can find him at citizenjournalismschool.com. All right, I got some final stuff to hit ahead of Gerald Celente taking over. We're going to come back and hit some of this final news straight ahead, and every day we're on air is so precious. Simply insane, though, to watch what's happening and to see all this unfolding. It really is wild. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Please remember... Only way the truth gets out is when you share it, and you're having a great effect. So keep sharing the videos from InfoWars.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, final segment of hour number three, then Carol Salente takes over. The news pouring in is just insane. Ottawa City Councilor requests lawsuit to seize Freedom Convoy's GoFundMe funds for these truckers that are out of money and don't even have money for gas. And they've raised the money they need, and boy, they want it seized. The left doesn't want you exercising your free speech. What a group of fascist scum. That story's up on InfoWars.com. But this tweet says it all, put out by a Canadian artist. It shows a guy with a rebel flag and a KKK guy and whatever, and the media all showing just a few people, and then you got the millions of folks about love and hope and justice and opening up their country. It's incredible. Stop Castro's little bastard. Yeah, his dad said, I love Fidel Castro. I want communism. Well, don't blame the dad. Well, the son says he likes Xi Jinping. I mean, these are monsters. It's so unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. But let me talk about this. I launched Reset Wars a month and a half ago, promoted it for about 3 weeks. It was very successful, and it's really important work, something special we haven't done on air. Because if you really research it and implement it, it'll change your life. It's incredible. But then I had family attacks, and I had congressional subpoenas, and I had a lot of other stuff that happened. And so I got distracted and didn't promote it. And some listeners called into the shows the American Journal and the Morning and into Owens and Mines, like, why aren't you promoting Reset Wars? I'm like, because I can't give something this important justice while I'm off balance. And also, the company that do a lot of the great top self-help people, you name it, they never had this happen. They took their bank account away. They took the video streaming servers away. So they had to scramble, and that happened about 2 weeks ago. So we were just busy even being able to offer you the course, which is all about enlightenment and love and coming together and finding your true self. They're scared of that, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm about to do another big push for Reset Wars. And out of Reset Wars, we want to establish an online university. And almost all of it is going to be free. Special reports, kind of like my vision is what you saw with Prager University, like 3, 4, 5 minute little animated factoids that are so powerful. That's what we want to do. And it takes money to build that, money to do that. It's not like I say, support me, I'm going to do something, and I don't. You've seen InfoWars deliver. Well, under attack, we're trying to do stuff way more powerful than anything we've ever done. So, if you go to ResetWars.com, we're offering the course at 50% off. That's the lowest we can go. So that you get the course, and so that you show your friends and family, and so you spend the time. And a lot of it you're already going to know. Some of it you're going to not. But the point is, it's 7 hours of focused research and history, MK Ultra documents, you name it, using their own technologies that they've developed against them. So I'm really proud of the film. I'm really proud of the two courses, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars. 50% off. We're only running this for 3 days. At ResetWars.com. And I hope you'll be part of this because it's up. It's ready. They don't want you to have it. They're trying to censor it. They're so scared of it. ResetWars.com. ResetWars.com. If you were waiting or on the fence, support the InfoWars, the 360 win. But this is really a powerful course. The only way you fail is not taking action. Here are some of the testimonials. You must understand. And the groups in control know that we are awakening. Their plan, to create a society where everyone is controlled by a singular force or power against our free will. In that way, you're forced to follow their rules, or else you're stripped of whatever rights you still have. They want you to think that you don't matter. And that's exactly what these sick and twisted elites with the demonic agenda want you to think. But if enough people make the decision that they can fight back against corrupt powers in charge, then without a doubt, we can defeat these power-hungry elites. Now, the question is, how do we do this? Get access today to Reset Wars at ResetWars.com. Our future can be extremely bright. A world where every human is able to flourish and prosper so they can enjoy the world in a way God intended. However, the future can also be very dark. Which path society ends up going down is dependent on you and I together. Yes, you watching this video. You see, what you have to realize is that you're part of something so vast that it's hard to comprehend. I know when you look at an evil and large group of powerful individuals, you may think, what difference does it make what I say or what I do? And that's exactly what these sick and twisted elites with a demonic agenda want you to think. They want you to think that you don't matter, but you do. In fact, you're amazing. And their plan is invincible, but it's not. They're not invincible. If enough people take matters into their own spiritual and personal hands and make the decision that they can make a difference and they can fight back against the corrupt powers in charge, then without a doubt, we can defeat these power-hungry elites. Now, the question is, how do we do this? How can you make sure they don't win? Well, that's why I'm here talking to you today. I urge you to do what's right and prepare yourself today. Make no mistake about it, we're currently in an all-out war for freedom, a war against our free will and our consciousness. And this war is only going to get more intense as time goes on, because they know humanity's awakening. Do you want to be remembered as the person that fought back and defended their freedom and others' freedom? Or do you want to be remembered as the person who sat on the sidelines waiting to see what happened? And once you make that decision, you'll realize that you're now a champion fighting for all of our freedom.
Begin your journey to true freedom today at ResetWars.com.
Our future can be extremely bright. Our society can become the equivalent of heaven on earth. A world where every human is able to flourish and prosper so they can enjoy the world in a way God intended. However, the future can also be very dark, nightmarish. What difference does it make what I say or what I do? And that's exactly what these sick and twisted elites with a demonic agenda want you to think. They want you to think that you don't matter and that their plan is invincible, but it's not. But this is just not the case. They're not invincible. But if enough people take matters into their own spiritual and personal hands and make the decision that they can make a difference and they can fight back against the corrupt powers in charge, then without a doubt, he can defeat these power-hungry elites. Now, the question is, how do we do this?
Start your journey to true freedom now at ResetWars.com.
Hey there, fellow Alpha Warriors. I just want to reach out and give a recommendation to Reset Wars. That's really powerful. So if you guys are looking to transcend the mind to a higher level, more advanced knowledge, then it's for you. They did a great job on getting everything together for this, you know. So if you guys are looking to take it to the next level, I definitely recommend it. So keep up the good fight, and we are the resistance, so stand together.
The way Alex lays out the most critical information makes it all very easy to absorb, but the confidence and hope gained from Reset Wars is priceless. This course has not only confirmed my purpose, but has given me the ability to walk in confidence towards my new path.
The Reset Wars program is honestly one of the first times I've seen Alex at this deep level of God connection and love for the world and pushing out these good things with all the science, all the information to back it up. So I just want to say thank you to the InfoWars team and Alex for putting all this together. Anybody would benefit from watching this program.
Alex goes into deep detail about what we're fighting against and who we are. We were created in God's image. We're children of God, and we have the power to fight what's going on in this world. We have the power to fight it back. And I just feel rejuvenated. I feel on fire. I feel like I'm ready to do this.
This thing is off the hook. And Alex Jones is trying to preserve tens of millions of lives with this program. And you can help. I'm helping. If you want to change your life, if you think it could matter to you to change your life, try ResetWars.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.